The show you're hearing is a previously aired program. Please note, the featured discount codes may not apply. To get the current code of the week, please visit crossroadsofhealthradio.com.
The information provided to you on Crossroads of Health by its hosts or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect, with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melanie Martirana. And now it's time for Crossroads of Health.
Good morning and welcome to another exciting Saturday morning edition of Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. It's always real and it's always unscripted. And I'm your host, Rick Simpson.
And I am your co-host, Melody Martirana.
We, again, want to welcome our new SiriusXM radio listeners in the U.S. and Canada. But we do want to remind all of you how you can connect to us.
Well, the primary way of getting a hold of us and really sort of the hub for all of our connecting points is crossroadsofhealthradio.com. So it's crossroadsofhealthradio.com. There's some little bios about us. If you're one of our newer listeners, one of our new friends out there, and you just want to learn a little bit more about us, there's some bios on there. But you can also catch all the show archives as well. And that will hold true, too, if you miss any part of the show and you want to hear or re-listen. The archives are usually up within a day or two of the day that it airs. And the code and the information for that week will be up there, and you can go ahead and access that information all week long. But on there is also a link to our web affiliate, shopnaturalproducts.com. Shopnaturalproducts.com sells everything that we make, that we talk about. Sometimes we talk about things we don't make because we're really just here to give you good, healthful information to help you optimize your wellness.
Yes,
we so are. You know, we make a lot of different products and they're very science backed, so we're here to present all of that information to you, but also just give you some really good practical advice. So we're not always talking about everything that we make, but everything we do make is on shopnaturalproducts.com. We focus on particular topics during a show. We will usually give you an additional discount, and it's normally about 25% on top of that, so it makes the featured products almost wholesale, which is awesome, for that whole week when you use a code that we give out during the show. Primarily, we really just want to make these things that hopefully can help you available to you and available at a price where it makes it easy for you to make the decision to go ahead and get started. But again, crossroadsofhealthradio.com, there's a link to our Facebook page. I post information there. I post links to the show, to the archives.
Now, we had promised to focus more on the men. So we are going to spend this week focusing on more men's issues. And ladies, we're not suggesting that you just turn off the radio, because if you have significant others, husbands, boyfriends, whatever, we invite you to tune in, because these are issues that not only affect men, but they affect women, because they affect, you know, the men's health, they affect the men's attitudes, and those things ultimately affect those that the men are around.
So yes, ladies, hang in there. It's good info.
Yeah. And then, of course, we'll be mixing it up every week, but we wanted to spend some time for the men. So anyway, so that's kind of where we're going. And then, Melody, I know you had some stuff you wanted to talk about.
And don't forget to come visit us on Facebook as well. Our web address on Facebook is www.facebook.com/Ultra Labs. So it's short for Ultra Laboratories, but it's facebook.com/Ultra Labs. Check out the Facebook page, contact us, communicate with us. We love hearing from you. And speaking of how multivitamins can help with depletion just in general, Rick, you know, I have to say that I ate some pretty good breakfast this morning, and I've been working with you for a while, so I expect this, but I think a lot of people would be surprised to see what your breakfast looks like.
This isn't my complete breakfast, but this is a part or segment of my breakfast. But anyway, that is all the pills that I take every day, and I'm going to spend another show talking about a lot of what I do take, because a lot of people, they ask me, say, well, why do you take all that stuff? Let me see my pills here. There's 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, 60, 65, 70, 75, 80, 85, 90, 92 pills that I take with breakfast every day, or most days. There's every once in a while I miss. But people think that's a little insane. Say, do you really need to take all those pills? No, I don't need to take all those pills. I'm reminded of what the guy told me years ago, which is the object is to die young as late as possible. When he said that, I go, I agree with you. You know, the object is to die young as late as possible. And I said, absolutely. So I take all these pills because that's what I'm shooting for. Now, ultimately, God is in control. The Bible says our days are numbered. But nevertheless, I want to do everything I can to live a long and healthy life. And I've always said, it's no good if you live to be 100, but you lose your marbles or you can't walk at 75. That's not good. So I do all that. And then I actually take another 13 pills at night. So it totals out to be about 105 pills a day. And it does change from time to time. It'll go up a little, might come down a little, based on the blood work that we have Dr. Stengler run every year for myself, my wife Julie, my two daughters who are 8 and 11. But anyway, a later show, I will talk about some of the things I take because some people find that interesting. But I will say yesterday we had our Ultra Laboratories once a month early breakfast meeting. And so I brought my bag of pills and I asked the lady, I said, can you just bring a plate? And she's looking at me, okay. So she brings a plate and I dump all the pills out on the plate and people just, they look at me like, wow, dude, you're crazy.
It's always an interesting experience having breakfast with Rick.
Yeah, exactly. So I want to be healthy. And I do go a little overboard. I mean, I could probably take 200 milligrams of CoQ10 a day, but I take 600, you know, and I could take probably 200 milligrams of resveratrol or 300 milligrams, but I take 600. So that's kind of who I am. But if you all met me, you would think, wow, he looks relatively healthy, I would hope.
Well, and you know, the one thing that I have to say is that there is not a single person who could ever say that you don't walk the walk, because most of the nutritional supplements that you take are manufactured right here. I mean, we make these products, you know, in all those different brands that Rick mentioned just a few moments ago, they're all additive-free products. So another reason why I think that obviously you're so passionate about all of our products being additive-free is because you are consuming a lot of them. So I was actually kind of surprised when you started doing the count that I'm up to 26 right now. And that's because I'm taking 6 of the dandelion root a day to try and eliminate some of the pregnancy-related edema that we talked about in the last 2 shows. So, you know, I've got a little extra padding there, but I do take about 20 on average myself.
My wife has her pile and many people in here have their little piles. But, you know, and that is one thing about the additives. I don't want, since I take so many pills, I don't want additives in the products I take. And those are ingredients like magnesium stearate, silicon dioxide, stearic acid. We don't put any of that stuff in our products. They're just active ingredient capsule. That's it. And we're one of the very few brands that does that. But it is now well known that stearic acid, which magnesium stearate is made from trans fat or hydrogenated oils. And for those of you that probably know that, trans fats are not good for you. In fact, I think they outlawed it in restaurants in New York. But anyway, it's not good for you, hands down. So why would you put something in your pills that isn't good for you? And the truth is, these things are in the products because they make the materials flow better into the machines, or, you know, they would be used as lubricants in the machines, things like that. But you don't have to put these things in. But I make my own stuff so I can control that aspect and not use those additives. But that's really important to me personally.
And I think that, you know, we're going to probably be retouching on this kind of information, talking again about additive-free at later shows, because, you know, it is very interesting for people who are not involved in the manufacturing world like we are to learn about the truth behind why these ingredients go in, what they are, because when you look on most products, you see a lot of things listed under other ingredients, and you're not going to find that on any of the products that we talk about here on the show. So I know we're almost out of time on the first segment.
Yes, we are. So we'll be right back.
We are all looking for ways to better manage our health with diet, supplements, and exercise. But sometimes nagging pain or joint-related issues can be a roadblock to achieving our goals. The secret to keeping your joints healthy, strong, and flexible is much easier than you think, thanks to doctor-formulated joint health by Emerald Laboratories. Emerald Laboratories Joint Health is formulated to help manage smooth, comfortable joints and contains therapeutic dosages of BioCell Collagen Type 2, glucosamine sulfate, Mareva, and Opti CBD-MSM, shown to help support cartilage and connective tissues, joint mobility, and reduce stiffness. Emerald Labs Joint Health is a raw, whole food-based formula with prebiotics, enzymes, and probiotics for superior support. Don't let joint-related issues hold you back. Take the steps to support the health of your joints. Joint Health by Emerald Laboratories can be found at Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Whole Foods, and other health stores nationwide. To learn more about Joint Health by Emerald Laboratories, visit shopnaturalproducts.com.
The digestive system is a very important part to overall health. It breaks down the foods we eat and helps with the absorption of nutrients. Unfortunately, it is also the cause of many uncomfortable and even painful problems experienced daily by millions of people. So supporting the digestive system is imperative. Emerald Laboratories Digestive Health offers therapeutic dosages of full-spectrum digestive enzymes that help stimulate the body's natural enzyme system and to break down food, including gluten, dairy, and beans, which are among the most common sensitivities. Emerald Laboratories Digestive Health is a clinical potency broad-spectrum digestive enzyme formula that helps to stimulate organs of digestion such as stomach, liver, gallbladder, and the pancreas, and is a raw, whole food-based formula with probiotics and enzymes to help with digestion. Digestive Health by Emerald Laboratories can be found at Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Whole Foods, and other health stores nationwide. To learn more about Digestive Health by Emerald Laboratories, visit shopnaturalproducts.com.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melody Martirana.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science always intersect. I'm your host, Rick Simpson, here with my co-host, Melody Martirana. And Melody, I know before the break we were talking about my pills and a lot of different things, but we need to get right into our Getting to Know You segment, which is a segment we have every week. So what do we have for the Getting to Know You segment this week?
I just wanted to remind everybody how they can connect to us. And again, the major hub is crossroadsofhealthradio.com. If you've missed any part of the beginning of the show and you want to listen back to the archives, you can go to crossroadsofhealthradio.com. Okay, so at the end of the show, we're going to tell you the answers to these Getting to Know You clues here, but the theme this week is martial arts injuries, either sustained or administered. So one of us was the victim of a martial arts injury.
Wow, ouch.
The other of us administered a martial arts injury. So,
ouch again.
And that would make sense. That's a perfect code for this week. So the code for this week is going to be ouch. We will talk about the product or products that ouch will relate to. And it's O-U-C-H. That's going to be the product code that will save you an additional 25% off the products that we will tell you at the end of the show. So stay tuned for some more information on martial arts injuries. So, all right, Rick, we've got some good talking points this week as well.
Yes, we do. Well, my talking point for this week, and for those of you that are new, every week we have the Getting to Know You segment, so you learn a little bit about Melody and myself, for those of you that are interested. And we also do talking points, which are articles and interesting nutritional facts that Melody and I have read throughout the week, and we feel that they warrant bringing them to you. Hopefully they'll be of interest to you also. So the one I'm doing is on salt in relation to hypertension or high blood pressure. And a lot of people just stay away from salt, period, because they assume it's related to high blood pressure and it's going to cause them to have high blood pressure. This is a misnomer. This is not true. Now, it can be true, but I'll explain that. But this is at least in part a fallacy. So I have a medical doctor that I've worked with through the years by the name of Anita Millen, and she's written many of what we call snippets through the years, a little bits of information. And I asked her to write one on salt in relation to hypertension because I knew that there was an issue called salt sensitivity with people. And so she wrote this really nice snippet. So I'm going to read it to you and hopefully it's helpful. So most people take it for granted that too much salt can lead to elevated blood pressure or hypertension. The fact is that most hypertensive people are not salt sensitive, and that overemphasis on salt has led some people to decrease their salt intake to the point that they are salt deficient. If you are one of those rare salt sensitive hypertensives, animal studies have shown that vitamin C and E can help protect the kidneys. Another study demonstrated that quercetin mitigated or prevented salt-induced increases in blood pressure and prevented hypertension-induced heart enlargement. So let me say something in the middle of this. So if you're somebody that is salt sensitive, salt can cause high blood pressure, but if you're not, then it should not. But if you are, vitamin C and E and also quercetin can help mitigate some of those issues related to that salt intake. So it says excessive dietary salt comes largely from eating too many processed foods or by frequently eating out. Restaurants tend to salt heavily. Although the body has ways of getting rid of excess salt, it is never a good idea to overdo any nutrient. Too much salt has been linked to the development of ulcers and even cancer because of H. pylori, a bacterium linked to stomach ulcers and gastric cancers. And it becomes more harmful in the presence of high salt. Not much is said, however, about the effects of too little salt. Since salt is necessary to maintain a good balance of fluid in the body, because a large part of the body is indeed water, if too little salt is present, the kidneys try to preserve as much as they can, and this can actually activate mechanisms that increase blood pressure. So too little salt can actually elevate blood pressure. The effects of insufficient salt may manifest as memory loss, including Alzheimer's disease, muscle cramps, urinary incontinence, nervousness, seizures, and even hallucinations and coma. One study has suggested that people who eat the least salt may be more likely to die from heart disease than people who eat the most salt. So bottom line is it's really about balance. You know, it's you don't want to just constantly eat out, and a lot of processed foods, like she said, have a lot of salt. But one thing she suggested, another snippet she wrote, was that with cooked foods, not salting when you're cooking the food as much, but salting it after it's on your plate, because then you're more inclined to taste it, and it's a little stronger, because otherwise it can be more hidden salt. But bottom line is that salt does not cause high blood pressure across the board. It only does if you're salt sensitive, and the thought is that only maybe one or two people out of 10 to 20% are actually salt sensitive. So largely, it's not such an issue for high blood pressure for those other people.
For those of you who have been listening, you know that my husband, John, was in the Marine Corps. And, you know, he would say that sometimes they'd be out in the field and they would just keep salt packets on them. And they'd just bust open a little salt packet, you know, like the kind that you use when you're when you get your little food to go. Bust that in his mouth and just go ahead and down it with some water from the canteen, because you really have to maintain your salt levels.
Yeah, it's really important. I mean, salt is a crucial nutrient. It's essential in the body, but we just need to be careful, you know, not to be too crazy with sodium, but at the same time, it is important. And I know a lot of restaurants now, I've gone to restaurants like, man, did they salt this food at all? And it's just, the pendulum, it historically swings one way or the other. It's like, we're too much salt, and now we're like, no salt. And it's like, salt, just an important nutrient. So,
I think a lot of times you find that, like, in the buffets, they keep it low salt, especially because a lot of senior citizens really are of the mindset that you have to keep the low salt. Now, if you're somebody who is suffering from a lot of water retention, like I am right now, then you do want to avoid too much salt, up your intake of potassium as well. But for the most part, you know, the salt consumption should not be an issue for most people.
And let me say one more thing. Salt is sodium chloride. The chemical name is NaCl, Na being sodium, Cl being chloride. Stomach acid is hydrogen chloride. The chloride fraction of the salt is very important for the manufacturing of adequate stomach acid. So when you don't eat any salt, a lot of people can have low stomach acid, or they can become what's known as achlorhydric, where you have really low stomach acid. So it's important that we maintain adequate stomach acid. So that chloride fraction is really, really important. So anyway, a lot of things about salt, but just keep that in mind when you're using it. And anyway, with that, Melody, what's your talking point this week?
Well, you know, for you ladies that have stayed tuned in and, you know, are trying to listen in so that you can get some more information about, you know, how to support the men in your life, I thought it might be kind of useful for you to get a little bit of male anatomy 101, because I know that we all typically have had some form of sex ed when we were in school, but, you know, typically all the internal workings of the male body parts can be a little bit of a mystery to us, whereas it can be the same for men. And, you know, for you men out there who tuned in for the last two pregnancy episodes, you heard everything about, you know, from flatulence to edema.
Oh, so. Yes, that's right. We keep it real here, don't we?
Yes, we do. So for Male Anatomy 101, here's a little bit more information about how your guy's body is built and how it should work properly. So the prostate, which we're going to talk a lot about over the next 2 weeks, is located just below a man's bladder and in front of the rectum. As a man, the prostate serves two purposes, both as a muscle and a sex gland, so it's part of their reproductive system. The muscle or gland is located just below the bladder and right in front of the rectum. It's a vital part of the prostate system is the urethra, which is a tube that carries urine and sperm out of the body. When a man's younger, the prostate is walnut-sized, but as he ages, the prostate can grow to be about the size of an egg. The obvious problem with this major increase in size is that it can cause less than optimal health. So one of the prostate's functions is to nourish semen, which is the fluid that keeps sperm healthy for fertilization. Important if you're trying to get pregnant like I am right now.
Yes, yes. Well,
I'm
important.
Not trying to get pregnant. I am pregnant. Yeah. But important in the process of getting pregnant. A healthy prostate also has a built-in immune function. So regardless of age, keeping the prostate healthy is key to supporting optimal urine flow, vitality, and a healthy sex drive, which of course does affect us women. So yes. there's my little talking point
yes.
there.
And I want to also say with the prostate in relation to the urethra, the urethra connects to the kidneys, and the urethra carry the urine from the kidneys out of the body, as Melody said. But the prostate wraps around the urethra, so if the prostate is swelling, it can actually constrict or restrict the flow of urine down the urethra, which is why some of the symptoms with prostate issues when your prostate is enlarged, BPH, benign prostatic hyperplasia or enlarged prostate, is frequent urination. Urination is hard to start or stop, things like that, because it's the flow is being restricted. So it's very important to try and maintain that healthy prostate. And ultimately, that of course, can lead to prostate cancer, which is not good for anybody. So anyway, so that's just some of the, you know, some of the interesting talking point issues. And we're going to be getting more into the BPH issues. And since we have a little bit of time, I think we'll go ahead and get into this. And then we'll be going to our break. So with prostate enlargement, or as I said, benign prostatic hyperplasia, or BPH, there are many factors involved in BPH, and a lot of those are dietary. And then, of course, there are supplements that can be very, very helpful. But some of the things, specifically a poor diet, especially one that's low in fiber and high in saturated fat, likely contributes to prostate enlargement. And then there are some other dietary things that you can do to help with this, and we'll get into the supplements in the next segment, but a diet of basic whole foods, which provide plenty of fiber, will also help regulate hormone levels, and eating lots of whole grains and fresh vegetables. And then, of course, your proteins. Dr. Stengel actually had recommended getting your proteins from beans and fish and soy products. And I want to mention, though, the reason he didn't mention meat is because so many meats have the estrogenic compounds injected into the cows, especially because estrogens cause the meat or the cows to retain water and store fat. So when you buy the meat, it's heavier, which, you know, it's all about the money. You know, well, it's not all about the money, but that's why I tell my wife, just get your meat at Whole Foods or Sprouts, somewhere where they have hormone-free meat. But you do not want those estrogenic compounds in the meat that you're consuming, because that leads you down the road towards greater prostate enlargement. So if you're going to eat meats or proteins, meat-based proteins, you want to get some that are hormone-free. Anyway, we are out of time for this segment, so we'll be talking a little bit more about food and lifestyle changes and supplements regarding prostate when we get back.
Are you feeling exhausted, irritable, and finding it harder to deal with everyday stress? The symptoms you've been noticing probably aren't all in your head. They may be connected to your adrenal glands. Most people need adrenal support, as our adrenals are constantly challenged through many factors, primarily stress, poor diet, caffeine consumption, and lack of exercise. The adrenal glands are responsible for regulating the stress response in the body by producing the hormones associated with metabolism, balance, energy levels, memory, circulation, and immunity. Adrenal health by Emerald Laboratories is a raw, whole food-based formula with prebiotics, enzymes, and probiotics. Therapeutic dosages of a synergistic blend of the activated forms of B vitamins and botanical extracts that have been helpful to support energy levels, promote mental clarity, and inhibit fatigue. To learn more about Adrenal Health by Emerald Laboratories, visit www.shopnaturalproducts.com. Emerald Laboratories Adrenal Health can also be found at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide. shopnaturalproducts.com.
Nothing feels better than a good night's sleep. But unfortunately, many people just aren't waking up feeling refreshed and recharged. Lots of things can affect our sleep patterns, so we have to make sure we are supporting the body. Sleep Health by Emerald Laboratories offers support to fall asleep and stay asleep, along with promoting nighttime calmness and relaxation. Sleep Health by Emerald Laboratories contains sun-theanine, which is clinically proven to help promote deeper, better quality sleep without residual drowsiness. Sleep Health also contains melatonin in a therapeutic dose, shown in studies to reduce restlessness and daytime fatigue, passion flower to promote natural relaxation, and European lemon balm to help relax the brain and promote sleep. If counting sheep isn't working for you, try supporting the body with science-based ingredients. To learn more about Sleep Health by Emerald Laboratories, visit shopnaturalproducts.com. Sleep Health by Emerald Laboratories can be found at Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, Whole Foods, and other health stores nationwide. shopnaturalproducts.com.
The show you're hearing is a previously aired program. Please note the featured discount codes may not apply. To get the current code of the week, please visit crossroadsofhealthradio.com.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect.
Thank you once again for joining us for Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. I'm your co-host, Melody Martirana, and today, Rick Simpson, our host, is talking to all the guys out there about male-related health issues, primarily the prostate health. Rick, before the break, you were talking about some nutritional ways that people can support healthier prostate, but I know you have a lot of good information to share with us today.
Yes, absolutely. Got to take care of all the boys out there, all the men, you know. We got to hang together, you know, got to stay healthy. So for the men that are listening, there's actually Dr. Stengler. A lot of people know he's a doctor that we work with, naturopathic medical doctor. He formulated our prostate health formula. It's what he uses in his clinic with his patients. But he's also written a book called Prescription for Natural Cures. And I want to read an excerpt from his book regarding BPH or prostate enlargement, just as a basis of foundational understanding for prostate issues. So he says, as men age, their hormone balance changes. Testosterone levels decline while the estrogen class of hormones increase. One prevailing theory as to why the prostate enlarges centers around the increased conversion of testosterone to one of its metabolites known as dihydrotestosterone, or DHT. The enzyme responsible for this conversion of testosterone to DHT is 5-alpha reductase. It is believed that the activity of this enzyme increases as men age, so that DHT levels increase. DHT is implicated in prostate growth. Recent studies show that there is more to the story than just DHT alone. In recent years, there has been growing evidence that estrogen plays a role in prostate enlargement. A man's body contains the hormone estrogen, albeit in lesser amounts than in women. Some research shows that the balance between estrogen, testosterone, and DHT is the main issue with prostate cell growth, which causes prostate enlargement. It is interesting to note that the enzyme aromatase converts testosterone to a potent form of estrogen known as estradiol. Estradiol causes prostate cells to grow and multiply. Keep in mind that pesticides, herbicides, and other environmental pollutants mimic estrogen in the body. So that's going back to that whole meat issue. Also, insecticides and pesticides, as he said, contain estrogenic-like compounds. So this is why in our house, we try and eat as much organic produce as we can. Julie goes to the farmer's market. She tries to deal with organic guys. You know, you can't do it perfectly, but we do the best we can. The meats, you know, we buy hormone-free meats because all those things send you down the path towards prostate enlargement, which can be very painful. So also, let me just mention the symptoms of BPH: frequent urination, urination that is hard to start or stop, dribbling, the sensation of an incompletely emptied bladder. I know a Melody. She's heard me say dribbling. She's getting, were you going to make some comment there, Melody?
Basketball?
No. All right. So anyway, increased nighttime urination, burning pain with urination, reoccurring bladder infections. And I don't know about all you guys out there, but I really don't want any of those things. You know, it's
sounds pleasant.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, no.
There's something for men that's very nice about just having a nice flow when you're going to the bathroom.
I think we'd all agree, because for women, we tend to get things like UTIs more frequently than men do. So, you know, there's a little bit of relation there, but I do not envy men who suffer from prostate issues. It just sounds awful.
Yeah, one time I was at a restaurant and I was in the bathroom with the urinal there, and there was a guy next to me, and I could tell it was visibly so painful for him to just be able to go to the bathroom. And I was like, I never, never want to be in that situation. And actually, a few years back, Julie had encouraged me to go to the urologist to perhaps get fixed so we wouldn't have any more children. And so I went, and the guy turned out he wanted to put this stainless steel thing in me, and I don't want any stainless steel. And I said I prefer not to get snipped, so we're working different ways to not have more kids. But anyway, when I was there, he asked me, how many times are you going to the bathroom in the night? And at that point, I was going maybe twice in a night. And he's like, oh, wow. And I was maybe 42. He's like, oh, that's kind of high for your age. And I was like, oh, really? And so at that point, that's about the time we started manufacturing the prostate health in Emerald. I started taking it. And now I hardly go to the bathroom in the night. I mean, if I drink a lot before bed, I might go to the bathroom once. But it's like, but generally, I don't need to get up in the night. And I also had high levels of estrogens in my blood work the first year Dr. Stinger did it. And I said, well, why is that a problem? He said, well, your prostate swells and then you get prostate cancer. I'm like, oh, yowza. Okay.
Yikes.
So anyway, I changed some of my supplements around. I was taking a pregnenolone, which is a hormone. He goes, no, you shouldn't take that because that actually can convert to estrogens. I stopped taking it. My estrogens balanced out to normal and everything's fine. But there's all these fine things that we just need to be aware of to make sure we're, you know, not doing the wrong things that can lead us towards things like enlarged prostate.
And Danny, our sales manager, has, you know, I've heard him several times talk to people about his experience also with the prostate health.
Did, actually. He used to get up twice in the night. He takes our prostate health. He doesn't get up in the night anymore.
And Danny, oh my gosh.
Danny's 58. Now, he's really healthy for a 58.
Danny is probably younger than most guys in their late 20s. He can do push-ups. He can do, you know, that rolling ab thing like no other. I mean, he's seriously way more fit than most guys, you know, 30 years younger than him. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, he is.
And so, by the way, I have to tell you that complaining about pain twice a night, being pregnant, I probably get up about 5 times a night.
Yeah, well, I know.
Mine's not prostate related, yeah, but I have to tell you, you're saying 2 times a night. I'm like, oh, I would love to only get up 2 times a night.
What she's saying is there's no sympathy here from that side.
No,
of the
there's
table.
Sympathy. I'm just so, teasing you.
No, I'm just kidding. Okay, with that, we really need to get in the formula regarding our Emerald Laboratories product called Prostate Health. This formula is, again, formulated by Dr. Stengler. He uses it in his clinic with his patients, gets great results. I get great results. Danny has. So we want to get into the specifics of the formula. The first thing in this formula is saw palmetto. And saw palmetto extract specifically is what the research is on. And what you need to be aware of, first of all, out there, you might find a prostate formula and they might give you saw palmetto powder, saw palmetto like a 4-to-1 extract or something. And with saw palmetto in particular, you want a standardized extract. The active constituent you want are free fatty acids, FFAs is what they are on the label. And those are the active constituents that are going to give you the benefit. In fact, there was a study done by the Journal of the American Medical Association, they did a review on the therapeutic efficacy and safety of saw palmetto extract in men with symptomatic BPH. The authors reviewed 18 randomized controlled trials involving almost 3,000 men, 2,939 men with BPH. They concluded that saw palmetto was as effective as Proscar, or that's the branded name, or finasteride, the generic name, a commonly prescribed pharmaceutical medication for BPH. The benefit of saw palmetto compared to that of a pharmaceutical treatment was the absence of side effects such as impotence and loss of libido. So in other words, Proscar or finasteride caused loss of libido or impotence, which a lot of these drugs do. And these drugs, what they do is they inhibit the 5-alpha reductase enzyme. And when you do that, that can cause loss of libido and impotence and erectile dysfunction. So saw palmetto has a similar effect. but none of those side effects. So another study used before and after treatment ultrasound images, and it demonstrated that the combination of saw palmetto and nettle root reduced the size of prostate swelling in men with BPH. So there's great natural solutions. And we're not advocating that people never take drugs, prescription medications, but there are many, many good nutritional alternatives. You should always consider a nutritional alternative first, because generally there are not side effects and they're effective, many of them. And so you've got to look there, well, at least in my mind, first.
And they're also typically more cost effective too. I mean, pharmaceutical drugs are very expensive. And a lot of times when you look at the list of side effects, some of them sound a lot worse than the condition you're dealing with. You know, with saw palmetto, Rick, there's actually another study here too that was conducted at Via Tiberia Clinic, the urology department in Rome, Italy. And it was a 6-month study that was done on saw palmetto supplementation for the purpose of evaluating urinary symptoms and erectile function and related to sexual activity. And it showed that the treatment after 6 months improved bladder voiding and lower urinary tract symptoms. It gave rise to an improvement in erectile function and significant improvement in urinary symptoms. So, you know, saw palmetto is natural. It's not going to cause all those nasty side effects, and it's extremely effective.
Yes, it is. And so just keep that in mind. Saw palmetto extract standardized on free fatty acids, or FFAs. Second thing we want to talk about is the beta-sitosterol. And I want to share, there's a commercial on TV running right now. It talks about some prostate formula, and they say, oh, some new miraculous raw material ingredient. It's beta-sitosterol. This has been around for decades, and there's nothing special. And the commercial, one bottle of our stuff equals 100 of everybody else's. That's disingenuous.
Marketing.
Yeah, I mean, that's just so. Anyway, so this formula is really amazing how it works, but beta-sitosterol is nothing new. And so we use the beta-sitosterol because there are studies that have shown that this particular phytonutrient improves the symptoms of BPH. So we want to make sure it's in there. There's a lot of good studies on many of these nutrients. And then the third thing is a flower pollen extract, actually a Swedish flower pollen extract. It's called Cernitin, C-E-R-N-I-T-I-N. The reason I spell that is because you can look it up on the internet and you can find the research also. And I just want to say, this is an ingredient that there are human clinical trials done on it, and we've talked about this before. You want to make sure you match the dosing outlined in the research with these types of ingredients. But this ingredient has been used in Japan as a pharmaceutical, like a prescription med here in the States, but used as a pharmaceutical in male prostate formulas. It is a solvent-free extract. It's so effective, and it is also very expensive. And most prostate formulas, including that one that they're advertising on TV, do not use this ingredient. Why? Because it's very expensive. But Dr. Stengler, because he has a clinic and he has patients, he says, I must have that, and I have to have it in the right dosing amount. Now, when we get back from the break, Melody's done a bit of research on the Cernitin. She's going to share some of the research that's been done with all of you, and we'll be right back in a couple of minutes.
We often hear B-complex referred to as the happy vitamin. B vitamins are instrumental for maintaining proper health. B vitamins are not only what your body burns through to cope with stress, but they are also necessary for energy production. A deficiency in them can leave you feeling stressed and with low energy. Emerald Laboratories Be Healthy offers a superior blend of full-spectrum B vitamins in their highly absorbable, activated forms. This unique clinical potency formula contains a wide variety of B vitamins in the activated methylcobalamin form and folic acid in its activated methylated form. Studies show that over 46% of Americans cannot properly metabolize folic acid, even from food sources, if it is not in its active methylated form. Emerald Laboratories Clinical Potency Coenzymated Be Healthy is also gluten-free and additive-free. Be Healthy by Emerald Laboratories can be found at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health stores nationwide. Or to learn more, visit shopnaturalproducts.com.
Thyroid issues are becoming very common for people these days, and the prevalence may increase with age. When the thyroid isn't working properly, it can cause some real problems in our day-to-day life. The thyroid gland is responsible for energy production in the body and regulating metabolism. It maintains body temperature, influences immune health, hormone balance, and affects your mood and emotions. Thyroid Health by Emerald Laboratories is a superior thyroid gland support formula with therapeutic dosages of synergistic nutrients such as New Zealand bovine glandular powder, ashwagandha, selenium, and rosemary extract. Thyroid Health by Emerald Laboratories naturally supports the body's thyroid activity and helps maintain healthy levels of T3, the body's most active thyroid hormone. To learn more about Thyroid Health by Emerald Laboratories, visit shopnaturalproducts.com. That's shopnaturalproducts.com. You can also find Thyroid Health by Emerald Laboratories at Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, Whole Foods, and other health stores nationwide.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health, with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melody Martirana.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. I'm your host, Rick Simpson, here with my wonderful co-host and pregnant co-host, Melody Martirana. But anyway, we're not talking about pregnancy this week. We're talking about prostate stuff and male things. But anyway, before the break, we were talking about flower pollen extract and its relationship to helping with enlarged prostate. And Melody actually has done a lot of reading on the studies with this product. So I'm going to hand it over to Melody, and she's going to share some of that information with all of you.
I just wanted to remind everybody how they can connect to us. And again, the major hub is crossroadsofhealthradio.com. You can go to crossroadsofhealthradio.com. There's been lots of studies that have actually been done on Cernitin. This one particular one, it's in regards to two double-blind placebo-controlled studies. And that's something that's really important to note, because when you read studies and you see something that says it's a double-blind placebo, that really gives it a lot of merit, because it means that there's an entire group of people that are basically taking a sugar pill, and there's an entire group of people who are taking the branded nutrient in a certain quantified amount, and they're both being studied. And, you know, there is something to be said for placebo effect, because there are people who will take something and it just makes them feel better. Right. And, you know, so very interesting, the psychology of placebo effect. But when you see a double-blind placebo-controlled study, it really does have a lot more merit. So in this particular study, subjects received the placebo 3 times daily for 12 weeks or the Cernitin 3 times daily for 12 weeks. And there was significant improvement in all areas surrounding issues with prostate. So 68.8% on Cernitin versus 37.2% on placebo, improvement in nocturia, which is the frequency at night. Daytime frequency is 65.8% improvement on Cernitin versus 43.9% on placebo. Freedom from daytime frequency, a 48.8% improvement on Cernitin versus only 19.5% placebo. And freedom from sensation of residual urine, 37.1% on Cernitin versus 7.7% on placebo. That's really uncomfortable. In addition, there was significant improvement in the global assessment scores of both the physicians and the patients. The physicians rated the overall response as very good or good for 68.1% on Cernitin versus 13.7% on placebo. And the patients rated the overall response as very good or good for 72.1% on Cernitin versus 27.3% on the placebo. So, you know, again, there is something to be said for placebo effect, but the difference between the placebo and the Cernitin is significant. So, you know, this is a clinically studied and double-blind placebo-proven ingredient, and we're using the amount that the studies were based on.
Right. And that's so important, again, to use the right dosing amounts. But anyway, we want to get on to the last few ingredients in our formula here. There's studies on nettle root individually, and that's actually stinging nettle root. For those of you, you sometimes say, oh, is that stinging nettle? So stinging nettle root or nettle root, the Latin name is Urtica dioica. But we actually use a nettle root extract, a 4-to-1 extract. And this is where a 4-to-1 extract is beneficial, because the research is largely on nettle root, and a 4-to-1 extract is like a 4X concentrate of the active constituents found in there. So that's very important. Then we also use the zinc. This is the Albion chelated zinc that we put in this formula. And as for those of you that have listened in previously, Albion chelates are the gold standard in minerals, and that's why we use them. They are quite a bit more expensive than any other minerals out there, but they have done most of the absorption studies regarding minerals. So we use them because they're the best. They're going to give the most effective results. And men generally have about 8 times more zinc in their bodies than women do in the prostate and the testes. So you want to make sure that you've got adequate zinc. In fact, the pumpkin seeds, a lot of people know about pumpkin seeds in relation to prostate-related issues. Pumpkin seeds are a rich source of zinc, so that's why they can be very helpful. But we put a substantial amount of zinc in this formula so you have adequate amounts. And then, of course, lycopene, this is something that's been shown in the research to be very helpful with prostate issues. One thing that Melody's going to share about lycopene, which I did not know, and she knew in regards to tomatoes and lycopene. We supplement it in the formula, but you can get lycopene out of tomatoes. But Melody, what is that interesting fact?
Well, most of the time, you're going to find that you get the best nutrition from vegetables and fruits when they're raw or uncooked, but with tomatoes in particular, they actually release more lycopene when they're cooked. So, you know, I mean, my husband's Italian, so I'm thinking he's got to be doing pretty good on the lycopene levels there. You know, all those Italians out there eating all that spaghetti sauce. So,
well, look, well, you're pregnant, so he must be doing okay. So,
yes, I am. But lycopene's extremely prostate protective, and so, you know, get it out of your tomatoes, but it does get significantly higher amounts of lycopene when it is cooked.
And the lycopene, there is synthetic lycopene and there's natural lycopene. And I just, generally this is not put on the label, but I just want to let everybody know we use the natural lycopene in our formula because that's what is the best. And so that's why we use that. And it's quite a bit more expensive than the synthetic stuff, but we use it because then we want to use the best of what we can. But with that, I think we're going to need to get to our Getting to Know You segment. And in the end, we'll remind you again, this is the Emerald Laboratories Prostate Health Formula. We'll remind you about the products that are on sale. But Melody, why don't we move on to the Getting to Know You answers?
All right. So this week's theme was ouch. That is the code for this week. And it's because one of us dealt out some pain in martial arts, and one of us was dealt an injury in martial arts related injury. So, Rick, go ahead.
Well, I actually have been on the end of, I've received it and I've given it. I took martial arts when I was in my 20s for many, many years, and it's a lot of fun. It's a real male bonding experience. There weren't too many women in our class. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but it just happened to be a lot of men. And so I'd be sparring often with other guys. And one time we were, my opponent, they were like throwing big old kicks and we were supposed to defend against it. So he threw this big kick and I sort of took my hands and moved his leg up and then kicked him in the groin. And generally we wore cups, but that day we didn't. And I was supposed to pull my kick and I did pull it, but I didn't pull it quite enough. And I know. And for those men out there, you know how that is. It's a very sensitive area down there. So he went down on the floor and that wasn't the worst of it. And I don't know what was in me, but I'd seen this happen before with guys. He goes down and I'm just like, I sort of go and I start laughing and I'm like, oh, sorry. And to this day, that's pretty morbid. I know, but I don't know. I just thought that was kind of funny.
I don't know why you guys are like that, because seriously, like, you guys will sit down and watch videos of other men just like getting hit right where it counts and just dropping to the floor. And yet the second somebody really jokes around about, you know, kicking somebody, you're like, no, that's not funny.
it's not funny.
It's cringeworthy. So
I don't know. But anyway, but that was my experience. So
you guys are so rough on each other.
Yes.
Okay. Well, when I was about 6 years old, so my brother would have been about 8 years old. He was really into karate and, you know, so he's wearing his robe. I know it's not called a robe, but he's got his little belt on. And next thing I hear is hi-ya! And I look over and flying through the air with the greatest of ease is a black trash can, and the corner of the black trash can hit me in the eye. And and I hear him, next thing I see is his eyes get as big as sausage, just like, oh my gosh, don't tell mom. Well, all of a sudden I'm panicking. I can't even hear, you know, I mean, I'm not feeling anything. Run to the bathroom and I see that I've got this big gashed black eye. So immediately, suddenly I feel the pain and I start crying and screaming, mom, you know, so I was on the receiving end. It's the only black eye I've ever gotten. And it was dealt out by my brother in a trash can.
Wow. That's funny. Well, Well, there's some martial arts experience. So anyway, that is kind of funny.
I apparently didn't. I could have at least learned to defend myself. Maybe I needed to take a girl's defense class.
Yes, against the big trash can flying
against
through the air.
Against the big trash can flying through the air. So the code this week, obviously, is OUCH. It's O-U-C-H. And that code is going to apply to the prostate health, which we've been talking about, the Emerald Laboratories formula by Dr. Mark Stengler, naturopathic medical physician. He's down there in the Encinitas area where a lot of our listeners are. So if you guys are looking for a phenomenal doctor, I'd highly recommend going to his clinic. And the other product that we're going to put on sale in advance this week, which we're going to be talking more about next week, is the Men's 45 Plus Multivitamin. It's a high potency, so it's 120 capsules. You're getting a lot of great nutrition in that product. So we've got both of those products. If you go to shopnaturalproducts.com, that's shopnaturalproducts.com, where they normally have all of our products on off sale, you'll get an additional 25% off at checkout when you type in the code OUCH.
If you prefer to buy at the retail level, you can pick up Prostate Health at Vitamin Shop and other fine health food stores. Thank you so much for listening in. We hope you'll listen in again, and we'll see you next week.